one of the reasons that the state of Alabama can't invest in mass transit is because of our Constitution. One of the reasons Alabama can't revisit the enormous privileges and tax breaks large out-of-state companies have to harvest timber on our land is because of our Constitution. One of the reasons that women in Lowndes County and Greene County and Birmingham who have small children who happen to be very low income have to pay sales taxes on baby formula is because of our Constitution. When we want to change something in Montgomery, it's not just about getting the legislature to change it and getting the governor to sign it. The voters have to then come back and approve any change amendment by amendment, and it's often an enormously cumbersome, burdensome process.
So a constitutional convention, what would be that process?
I would like to see voters elect delegates, and those delegates could be drawn from Senate and House districts around the state. I would like to see in February 2012, when the Democratic and Republican presidential primaries happen, I'd like to see us also elect delegates to the Constitutional Convention. Then I would like to see those delegates have an opportunity to work for 2 years on drafting a new document. And then in 2014, when I would plan to stand for re-election, I want a new constitution to be on the ballot with me. Voters can vote it up or down. But I want to give voters the choice of whether to adopt a 2012-2013 constitution for a new century or to see us continue to be saddled by a 1901 constitution that takes so many areas off the table.
This process were it to happen, you know, this would be opening up special interests to a pretty fundamental document. This isn't just creating laws, the regular legislative process. That sounds like a risk.
There's certainly a risk. And you know what? There's a risk every time we have an election. There's a risk the lesser candidate or the more corrupt candidate may win. It's a risk we regularly run in this process. But you know what? We bear that risk because we believe in democracy. I would rather see voters get to vote on a convention and get to select delegates than see special interests get to control the process by inertia. Is there a risk? People say to me, well, if you had a constitutional convention, you know they wouldn't be talking about tax reform. They would be talking about abortion, gay marriage. They'd be talking about gun control. They'd be talking about immigration. You know that's what they'd be talking about. I don't know what they'd be talking about, but I trust the process to produce the right people.
What are the type of rules that you think would be necessary to oversee the process?
Very strict caps on contributions to make sure that the interest groups in Montgomery don't sit down and pretty much essentially select a slate of delegates. I would propose individuals being able to give no more than $2,500 to a candidate to be a delegate and that all the other entities be capped at $5,000. I want this to be as close to a grassroots election as you can get.
Your opponent in the Democratic primary, Ron Sparks, says that he prefers going article by article in revising the Constitution, not a sweeping change. Why not take that approach?
Well, that approach hasn't worked. It's the approach that we've tried, and that approach has left in place the privileges for out-of-state landowners. That approach has left in place the sales taxes on working families. That approach has left in place all the impediments that I've described on how our state can spend money. We need a convention which produces a new document that is connected together and is structured to work together. And again, it may very well be that voters reject it.
Well, constitutional reform seems to be an issue that, as I understand it, would have to start with the legislature. It would have to go through the legislative process to get to that constitutional convention. There's perennially a bill in the legislature. It doesn't make it out. What difference does it make who's in the governor's office?
I actually think that it starts with the governor. It's one of many bills introduced now every year, but no governor has prioritized it. I will be the first governor of Alabama in 30 years who will have prioritized constitutional reform, and I can get it done because I will be campaigning on it. I will be talking about it. I will be making a case on it. And if I win this election, voters are going to say, and legislators even more fundamentally are going to say, you know what, voters must have had some agreement with what Davis said he wanted to do.
How can you be sure there really is a critical mass of the public that wants this to happen?
Well, we will find out in this campaign because I'm going to be talking about it. This is going to be a major point of distinction because guess what? Out of eight people running, I'm the only one who favors constitutional reform. We're going to put this issue squarely on the table. And if a candidate does that, that gives it a shot it's never had.